Jesus. Welcome everybody. This is 517 Redeemed. I'm Mark Keith. Well, it's been a while. I'm trying to pop in every now and again. I'm still in the beginning phases, a lot of things, and a lot of changes happening for a lot of people out here. And I feel led the Lord to come on here and go ahead and give some encouragement for many of those who are in such a season where there is a lot of moving parts and all you have is a promise, and you know that things are supposed to go a certain way and supposed to look a certain way, but things ain't what it actually seems according to what it is you've been told, what it is you believe should be. I want to come and remind everybody to remember this very thing, to not to despise the day of humble beginnings and not to judge the beginning, because as the Bible says, greater is the ending, the end of a matter, than the beginning of a matter. Amen. And many of you, just like me, is waiting on the Lord to see the full manifestation of the glory of God in every area of life, and a lot of promises and things that he has promised us, waiting on the Lord. And in that waiting of on the Lord, it's very easy to have these different thoughts to come in and pop in and to make you bring a bit of a doubt, begin to second guess. Did you really hear it correctly? Is God truly going to do X, Y, and Z? I'm here to remind you that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He will come through for you. I'm here to let you know that you heard right and you heard correctly. God will come through for you. As a day is like 1,000 years unto the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. God has not forgot what it is that he said, and it is up to him how and when and what it takes to get that done. Amen. Now, a lot of you are in some circumstances just like myself, you know, where, you know, you have not only your circumstance, but you have people who aren't able to see what it is that God sees concerning you, or they're not able to hear what God is saying about you. So the circumstance ends up looking a whole lot like the complete opposite of what God has told you. Not only that, though, we have principalities, princes of the air. We have unclean spirits and all these different things, lying spirits, a bunch of things that come in, not only through people, but to you, playing around all in your head, trying to get you to doubt God. I'm here to tell you that God did not lie. God is not a lie, but that devil, he is a lie, is a father of lies. And the same father of lies and God that's running this world. So first of all, you cannot be measured by, or God cannot be measured by the voices of the world, if the God of this world is a father of lies. There's only one truth. God is the truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So let God be true and every man be a liar. Amen. So we're here to talk. We're talking about waiting on the Lord. I just want to go ahead, as you are waiting on the Lord, as we are waiting on God for the full manifestation of what he has promised us, I want to go down a short list of some things that we should be clear and be careful not to do as we're waiting on the Lord, and what waiting on the Lord actually looks like. You see, when we are waiting on the Lord, it's very important that we don't become complacent. Complacent. Let us not grow complacent. You know, as, I heard it, and that's good enough for me type of complacency. We'll become complacent and, okay, that means that I'm good with God, or that means that I'm okay where it is that I'm at. No, you continuously, fervently pray. You continuously and fervently draw closer to God. It becomes God over the promise. Are you in this for the promise, or are you seeking God for God? Do not grow complacent. Because first complacency comes, and then the stagnation. And then from the stagnation goes drifting further and further and further away from God. And that's not a place we want to be. And in this type of instance, what ends up happening is delays that take place. Complacency. Starts with complacency. So now on from complacency and waiting on the Lord, let us not get caught up in the opinions of others and what the world is doing to where we're not measuring up by the world's standards. Let's not get so caught up in what somebody else thinks of what people are saying is the way. You know, as the Bible tells us, narrow is the way. A lot of the things that people are talking about, it's a very broad way, where pretty much a whole lot of things are welcome on that path. It's a broad way. Keep the narrow way. Keep the narrow vision. Amen. So that way you may receive that promise that few people find. So as we were waiting on the Lord, we don't want to be like the prophet that it talked about. I'm going to tell you a story in the Old Testament. It's a very small prophet. It's the only thing that we actually hear of the guy. So it's kind of hard for me to remember the guy's name, you know. It's just what's popping, dropping on me right now, and I'm going to tell the story. So there's a prophet who received a command from the Lord. He said to go into this town and go ahead and do and give this word and go and do this bidding for the Lord. And he said, right, do not go back the same way in which you came. That was the command of the Lord. Now, this guy went on ahead and started, you know, maybe he was a bit excited. I can understand excitement. It's very exciting to get things from the Lord. It's very exciting to walk with God. It's very exciting to be used by God. I can understand the excitement, but within that excitement, there was a lack of wisdom. And the lack of wisdom in which we can learn, as the Bible says, a wise man learn from his mistakes, but even wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. So we're going to learn from this mistake. Amen. Now, as this prophet, he goes on about his path, telling everybody and they mama. Almost sound like boasting in a way than it is, I surrender to this type of call type of thing, right? And as he goes and he does the will of the Father, right? The will of God who sent him to go and do, he comes into contact with another prophet, a prophet of that area. I don't even know if the guy was a real prophet, to be honest with you. But he told him that he was a prophet, too. He told him, hey, come to my house and have a meal with me. You know, he had a plot going on, trying to get him up off of his path, his narrow path, trying to remove him from his destiny and purpose that God had him on. He said, he's a prophet too, but the word of the Lord came to him saying that he should be doing this instead. Even though God, he told the prophet, no, God told me to go do this and not to go back the same way I came. And on the way to the dude's house would be basically the way back he came. You see, his assignment was not completed. His assignment was not finished. And as a result of this, he ended up going with the self-proclaimed prophet and ended up killed because he didn't stay true to the word of God that was told to only him. So it's very important that we don't get caught up in somebody else's point of view when it comes to our promise from God, when it comes to our word from God, because it either confirms what it is we receive from God or is going to tell us something else that we're going to need to get confirmed from God. Amen. Because at the end of the day, many of us have all the confirmations we need. We don't need any more conversations about it. Have all the confirmations we need. We're just waiting. So in that waiting, let us not get caught up on the opinions of others and what other people have to say about it. Let us keep it here, dear, in our hearts, and let us pray it continuously and thank God for it as if like it already came to pass. And as we wait on the Lord, we get into the God over matter. Let us not grow weary in doing good, right? Weariness. Let us not be weary. Let us not be anxious. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make our requests known to God, right? Then the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. There's a peace in the midst of the storm. There's a peace in the midst of the circumstance that doesn't look like the promise. But I promise you, this is on the way to the fulfillment of the promise. As Jesus said himself, we're going to the other side. And began sleeping in that boat, going across that waters. Didn't mention nothing about a storm. But the storm was on the way to the what? The other side. His comrades, a.k.a. disciples, started to trip off the storm. Their eyes were on the storm. Their eyes wasn't on what Jesus said. We're going to the other side. If he said we're going to the other side, we're going to the other side. So the storm hit. And they're like, God, Jesus, don't you even care about what happens to us, man? There's a storm coming. We about to die type of stuff, right? But he said we're going to the other side. So that's the reason why he's sleeping. You know, that storm ain't going to mess him up. So wakes up when he's like, man, how much longer must I got to deal with y'all and y'all unbelief? And he rebukes the storm, calms the storm, said, peace, be still. So it's important that we have peace through the process. No matter what happens, we are not going to waver between two opinions. If God is God, we're going to serve him. But if the opinions of another, or if Baal is God, or this system is God, serve it. We're going to serve God. We're not going to waver between two opinions. We're not going to be tossed to and fro by any wind and wave of doctrine. We're standing on the promise. And it's God over matter, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even if God does not pull through for us, we still won't bow, still won't give in. Got that much confidence in God and that much confidence in knowing that that route, that what it is you're telling me to do is the wrong thing. I'm going to stick to my convictions. Even if God does not come through, I'm sticking with it. That type of resolve to not to give in and to weariness. As the Bible tells us not to grow weary in doing good, but at the proper time, we shall receive a harvest or reward if we do not give up. Don't give up. Amen. And another thing in waiting on the Lord, what does waiting on the Lord looks like? I don't know if you haven't figured it out just yet of the many examples that I have given. As we wait on the Lord, what are we waiting on? That is the question that pops up. As we're waiting on the Lord, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for God or are we waiting for his hand? You see, if we're waiting for his hand and we're waiting for what's in his hand, then we're not waiting on the Lord. We're not waiting on God. We're waiting for the promise. We're waiting on what's in God's hand. As the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness and all these other things. It should be the things taking a back seat to what we're waiting on. Amen. Shall be added unto you. God's first. We We're seeking his face, not his hand. So what is it that you are waiting for from God? It's okay to expect these things, but it is not okay to grow weary in waiting for these things, causing us to doubt and constantly getting in a cycle of delays, disruption, detours, and sabotage. As we're waiting on the Lord, what are we waiting for? We're waiting on God. It's a God over matter issue. Which is more important to us? Is it God or the promise? Are we going to allow that to disrupt our peace that transcends all understanding, that guard our hearts and mind in him? Are we abiding in him, and is he abiding in us? Or are we abiding in a promise? So I'm just here to bring a bit of encouragement and a bit of a hope to those who are in the waiting. Because at the end of the day, when we are looking around here and we're seeing that the grass is a whole lot greener, and what we're looking at is just a bunch of grass that only go up to about a few inches tall, or we're just looking at some bushes. These bushes look really, really nice concerning individuals go, but we are what? Trees. Trees take time to grow. It takes a whole lot of time to get deeply rooted into the soil. Amen. A lot of us just starting to sprout out some branches here and getting a little bit of leaves, and we're looking at the fact that we don't have fruit, and we're comparing us trees to some bushes. God has made us oak trees of righteousness, a tree standing by the planted by the streams of water, yielding its fruit in season and out of season. It takes a little bit of time for that to grow. The tallest tree in the world took a whole lot of years to grow. So be patient. Not only with God, be patient with yourself. You ain't got to go at nobody else's pace to try to prove anything to no one. Go at God's pace. Amen. So let me go ahead and close this thing up in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. As it blessed me, as it was already in me, and just now coming out, I pray, Father God, that it bless the listener and inspires the listener. And I pray, Father God, that peace is loosed inside of them in the midst of whatever storm that they're going through in life. I pray, Father God, that a fire, a fresh fire is rekindled within them, Father God. A fresh fire. Rekindle the fire of believing you. Rekindle the fire of waiting on you. Rekindle the fire of trusting in you, Lord. Hallelujah. And bless them to go the distance with you. And Father, I pray, Lord, that they would draw closer to you and you would draw closer to them, Father. Lord, that not anything that is of this world would sit there and draw their eyes and their attention away from you and begin to get into the comparison game and thinking that you are not with them when you are. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray, Father God, to that one who has a misunderstanding of what love is because of their experience. I pray, Father God, that you embrace them with the true love of the Father. And love on them, Father God, and that perfect love, that they will be perfected in love, casting out all fear in the name of Jesus. Being made righteous and whole and made perfect by your love, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And to that one that is struggling in the flesh to cease its striving to try to be good. And the one that is struggling in the flesh to cease it's sinful patterns. 1 minute they're hot, 1 minute they're cold, and the next minute they're lukewarm. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you send holy fire to bring about purity. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thank you guys. I love you. You go and you be blessed. Until next time.